Welcome back to the Mom Mentality Show. I'm Austin Chadwick, and this is Chris Lucian.
How you doing?
And we're continuing our series on basically the team or organization Kickstarter, or you know, organizational awesomeness, to put it another way. And I think the next thing, according to our Kanban board, is servant leadership. So I'll go ahead and move that one over. And why do we put this one first, Chris? And
There's a number of things that I think I've seen in my history at different organizations where the kind of authoritarian leadership mentality has really caused things to become either unsafe or less productive than they could be. And so kind of an example of that is a single person, a single leader giving direct instructions to each team member to accomplish a goal as they see it from their perspective. And of course, they don't have all of the information that they could in that discussion. And so the main idea of servant leadership to me is to put the power of decision-making with the people who are most directly involved with the work, right, and therefore extracting a better result. And so I think this is a piece where in order for us to accomplish all of these other things and get to a psychologically safe environment, let's say, I think the road there is to first practice servant leadership in our work, and as leaders put power as far down in the organization as we can, and in that way have the decision making become better, and showing that trust to your team will empower people, and empowered people on a team, especially in a complex discipline like software development, will help with things like intrinsic motivation, theory Y style work, and things along those lines. So how about you? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, one thing you said about someone just coming in and doing a command and control type thing, but reminded me of someone who was like, oh yeah, we're doing Agile, we have stand-ups. Yeah, our manager shows up every day, and at the stand-up he tells us what to do, and we go do it. And he said, we're Agile, right?
You know? Yeah, exactly.
I think servant leadership you'll find in a lot of the Agile framework guides and that kind of thing, because it is, as Chris said, making the flip from... I've heard it described as, I think one CEO put it, is that he flips the org chart completely upside down. Mm-hmm. Instead of everyone being there to serve him, the people at the bottom of the org chart doing the real work to the customer... Everything in the company should be focused on serving those people and empowering them to be innovate, to have a safe environment where they can put all their ideas together and come up with the best thing, as opposed to one person high up in the chain telling everyone what to do. And then, of course, you're limited to whatever that one person thinks, right?
Yeah.
You know, and especially if it's not a safe environment, people are afraid to challenge that. You get whatever deficiencies come along with that, and less checks and balances. And
yeah, kind of it's more of like a micro versus macro,
right,
sort of style of things. And that's the thing, is the leader can see those, you know, maybe some broad trends across a large group of people. And so one thing I think, that one big responsibility that I think a leader in a servant leadership position has, is to reflect back, you know, honest feedback to everybody in the group, but not necessarily tell them what ways to go in different directions, for example. And I think that you know, as I've been a leader kind of in a position like this, I think a really important thing for me is that I've tried both ways, as just experiments with different teams and things along those lines. And I think the result that's come out of it is that usually for the work that's being done right now, I don't have all of the information that is needed to make the best decision, but the people on the team do. And so
right,
if I can give the feedback and present the knowledge that I have that I think they don't, and they do the same for me, then that relationship creates a better system for pivoting and for responding to change.
Nice. Yes. And I think it's a really good thing to think, if you find yourself in a leadership position, whether formally or informally, you know, whether you're a director, manager, you know, coach, scrum master, anything like that, One thing I've heard recently is make sure your words and music are in sync, right? So I think this is something you want to be really explicit about, like, hey, I'm here for you guys. I'm here to serve you, routinely check in and see anything I can be do to help you guys, you know, get what you guys need to have a great place to work, a good environment, anything for you guys to get your job done. But then your actions need to follow through as well, right?
Yeah.
So that's the kind of the music. So no one will listen to your words if your actions are the opposite,
yeah.
Right? Like, oh yeah, I'm here for you. You guys have the power. You guys are making decisions. And then times get tough and you just walk in and start commanding everyone to do everything.
Yeah.
A lot of that's going to go out the window. And so,
that's the Siegel anti-pattern, right?
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, your developers are happily working along, and then the Siegel flies over and poops all over everything. And so I tacked on anti-pattern to the end of it, but yeah, it's the Siegel anti-pattern or the pigeon anti-pattern, depending
okay.
on how close to the coast you are.
Right.
So I think that, it's definitely, you know, don't go in and completely change the direction for the team. A couple things that I think have helped me a lot has been the phrase, "This is only a suggestion. Please feel free to ignore me if I'm actually giving some like maybe critical feedback."
Yeah.
And I make sure of that. The people that I think have known me longer reinforce it by making sure that more junior people on the team are not, you know, saying he's just saying that or something along those lines. And so, I can definitely give that feedback and then just say, hey, you know, feel free to take it or leave it, but this is the way I'm seeing it right now. And of course I don't have all the information, so I trust you to make the best decision, those types of things. And you're putting faith in your team. And I think as a leader, having faith in your team is going to be a good barometer of what, how well you're performing the leadership action. If you don't trust your team to go forward and autonomously execute on the core objectives of the team, then obviously there might not be the appropriate training going on or something along those lines, or maybe people feel unsafe, or people aren't motivated, and there's definitely kind of root cause analysis that can be done in those areas. So it's really important to pay attention to. You know, if you think to yourself, okay, for every one of my team members, how much do I trust them, right? And a measure of success is your ability to honestly say, yes, I trust my team.
Right.
Right.
Definitely. And I think that's, in a lot of things that we're going to be covering up next, it really takes someone, whether they're a formal leader or informal leader, to kind of set the example. What does kindness look like? What does psychological safety look like? And so to be that example, you know, it's hard for trust to just pop out of it into existence out of nothing, right? It takes someone to step forward and show it. And so the leader being the first one to put trust in the team is a good way to get things, get the ball rolling.
But it's not the only way.
It's not the only way.
I think that the next one that we're going to talk about, extreme ownership, you don't have to be the leader to model
exactly.
that, right?
Yeah.
Or the official leader, right?
Right.
But some people find themselves in technical positions where they have become the natural leader, and so what does that mean, and how do you model those things? And so I think the opposite side of that is the extreme ownership case.
Yeah, so I think that's a good segue to roll into that for the next episode. But until next time, give us your feedback on Twitter, episode ideas, and your thoughts, comments, questions, rants, anything you got for us. And
make sure you like and subscribe.
All right. Have a good one. See you.
See you later.